This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Siboniso Duma is joining me, ANC KZN chairperson, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time since he's been chairperson. And really, we've got to appreciate the fact that, you know, KZN makes an effort to come to the table, and KZN obviously have new people in charge, and they obviously, you know, are dealing with things very, very differently down there in KZN. If you'll have seen from also the kind of list put together, it's a wish list, right? It's a KZN wish list that they would have put together from their branches down in KZN. And leading that, of course, that the top six are Zweli Mkhize. You've got from Gauteng, you'll have Paul Mashatile. You'll have Stanley Matabata for the national chair. You've got Noswana Pumulo, I think, for Secretary General. But let's play this clip. Before I bring Siboniso Duma into the conversation, this is how they announced their leadership for conference in December.
The ANC PC in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, who have been mandated by the special PC meeting, and the ANC branches in particular, to overwhelmingly and ambiguously announce that this is a popular view of our branches in the length and the breadth of our province. That the branches of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal are proposing that in the position of a president, they support Dr. Zwelini Lawrence Mkhize. In the position of deputy president, they support Comrade Paul Mashatile. In the position of a national chairperson, they think Comrade Stanley Matabata, who has been a chairperson of the Limpopo province for the longest time, can do better now at national level with that experience he has accumulated over the years. They also believe that Comrade Phumulo Moswale from the province of the Eastern Cape, who has served in various capacities, both as a chairperson of the Eastern Cape and also as a treasurer general of the South African Communist Party over the years, can now occupy that position, who is also a member of the National Executive Committee. They also believe that Comrade Nomvula Monkonyane, whom we all know, Mama Action, can be best served the country and the ANC in her capacity as a Deputy Secretary General. On the province and the position of Treasurer General, the branches and the PC mandated us to lobby provinces to make sure that at least we put a female comrade who's young, who's energetic. We must start discussing with provinces and various regions of our country. These positions are not cast in stone. We are not fixated, neither are we stubborn. We are open to persuasion by various provinces of the ANC, because we fully understand that this is a national conference. It's not a KZN provincial conference. The leadership of ANC in KZN is subjecting itself to some form of persuasion and can also be persuaded. This therefore gives us a basis on which we as a province, we can start a formal engagement with other provinces of the ANC with the intention to persuade them and be persuaded by them. And we can assure all ANC members in KwaZulu-Natal and the country as a whole, we will go to this engagement with open minds, and we shall agree and accept what is best for the ANC and our country.
15 minutes past 10 o'clock. Let me bring Siboniso Duma straight into the conversation. Siboniso, welcome to Power 98.7, Brur. Welcome to Power Perspective. You're no stranger, yeah? You're a regular, and you've always made yourself available. I'm not sure when you're in office 100 days, but we might as well have that conversation as well, Chief. You know, they have those scheduled interviews. 100 days in government, and then you'll also find down in KZN, you know, officials will come to you and say, you know, what do we need to do for the first 100 days? How are we going to deal with the media, bro? So you're going to find that, Chief. but in your first take in office, How has it been? Have you settled in? Have you settled behind the table, the desk? Have you put your feet up on the table? Have you, pulled the whiskey closer? Have you pulled out the Cuban cigars and you've lit it? And or have you rolled up your sleeve, Brewer, and you're hard at work? It seems that the latter is true.
Good evening, my brother. Devon, and you've always been good to us, and we feel honored that you're always afforded this opportunity. I like your fantasy that you're thinking that there is a cigar moment, whiskey moment. This is a revolution, and some of us are just peasant. We just drink water and drink fizzy drinks sometimes. So,
and I'll tell you,
don't have a privilege.
Yeah, but Sibonisho, I will argue.
That's on a lighter note.
I'll argue that one, Chief. I'll argue that one. Eh? Fidel Castro taught us that you can have them with Cuban cigars, bro.
No, but in Cuba, remember that they plant.
Mm.
They've got fields plenty of that, and it does not automatically equate to some sort of revolutionary conscience. They were just saying that it's because it's part of their commodity. But no, I think yes, we are adapting the material condition in KwaZulu-Natal politics. I think it's the process of the PC to make sure that it becomes conducive. Of course, we've handled the process of a province that we're facing the issue of COVID-19 like all other provinces, but differently to other provinces, we face some floods. We also face the issue of unrest. So we must grasp around those matters. I think at the level of provinces, there is some understanding harnessing at the level of governance. The new premier, Honorable Dube, has hit the ground running with her new collective. So I think we might have seen almost some of the new contemporaries taking place, the launch. So 100 days in the office will be glad. In fact, we'll come straight physically. You've been challenging us. Now is the time I think we will come, which it is somewhere around on the 12th of November.
But yeah, that too, Mello.
Yeah.
We're recording this, bro.
Yeah, so we'll gladly do that. So we'll invite you first in the launch, which will take place in one of our district, Oko district, where we'll be launching our 100 days in office, but in a different manner, because we'll invite all our entities. They must exhibit in that process. They must also launch a day where saying we are signing this agreement, we are signing this deal. It's not just in 100 days. They must just tell us, are we able to pay on a 30-day cycle? If not, why not? Who has been punished? The issue of consequence management. So we'll be trying by all means to balance the new equations. But for now, I think, yes, we are at the level of ensuring that day-to-day people of KwaZulu-Natal are able to breathe. We address the issue of unemployment, although at the level of entities, because there are projects that must employ more people on the ground. The issue of inequality, it is a matter of some times and a proper vision that is casted nicely in the NDP, so it must be seen right there. So, and the issue, yeah, the issue of poverty as well is part of the parcel going forward.
Sibonisho, I'm going to take you up on that to get you here in studio on your 100 days. So I'd appreciate that. So we'll keep that in mind. Tumelo is going to mark that down as well, as he does with everything. Two issues discussed as the ANC down in KZN. One, of course, is Eskom. That is the you can rate them which one is bigger, because Eskom impacts everybody's single's life, whether you have a conference or you don't have a conference. You know, Eskom is going to be there. It's a country economic kind of conversation. So you had deep and you've made some telling remarks around Eskom in itself, and also the writer particularly that have come from KZN. I'll deal with that in the first instance. The second instance, of course, is that clip that we played announcing the leadership, and I'm wary to suggest that, you know, it's a slate, because how else would you then have chosen your six individuals to contest the leadership? I saw reports suggesting KZN slate suggests, and I was thinking, you know, I think that's a little unfair, because how else then would you go about supporting or suggesting or maneuvering around your six candidates? But let's get to Dereiter, let's get to Eskom. KZN and their stance there. I'm not going to, you know, ask you what your stance is. I think everybody knows what your stance is. But obviously, you as KZN don't think De Reiter is the man for the job, because I was listening to that press conference, and the press conference suggests that, you know, if De Reiter was subjected to, you know, proper CEO requirements whereby he was given various tasks to do and he was mandated to do them within a particular time, he would fail at them and we would be getting rid of De Reiter in about 3 months. So that's what I heard. Is that the stance on De Reiter from KZN?
Well, I think last week there was an UNGA conference which took place in US, New York, which thoroughly dealt with the issue of climate, which also dealt with the issue of just transition. I think we must just start and pitch it at that level, because for me, you are short-circuiting the thing if you just go down to Eskom. Currently in South Africa, coal is the one that is driving the energy base when it comes to the country. And when it comes to coal, I think there is a turnover of almost 180 billion per annum. And coal employ, or mining at the level of coal, employ almost 190,000 on a yearly basis. That tells you that we are the country that has a commodity called coal. According to research, it's going to be more than 150 years with this coal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the resolution was taken in Paris of ensuring that you emit the issue of carbon, decarbonize and all those things. But go to Germany today, they are stockpiling our coal. Go to China, they are doing the same. In South Africa, we are resulting on just nuclear and renewables. So the issue of Eskom at this point in time, you just have to understand that what I've already premised. With the Richter, unfortunately, his qualification, if he was an engineer, we will all be saying that probably he's trying to experiment. Unfortunately, he's not even doing that. And PT, we had the minister saying that he's going to start with the board. I don't know why would you start with the board. There are no technical acumen around the board. Their expertise are not on the basis of key performance areas or key performance indicators. It is the Richter, Oppenhauser, and other engineers who are at the helm of engineers of engineering in the issue of Eskom that must change. The turnaround strategy is expected not on non-directors, not on non-executive. So why don't you start with the Richter? Because where we are seated, it is the director who's failing dismal. I think even when at the level of Power FM, they are expecting you as Brother Denzel to perform some duties. Like, for instance, if you pitch on 30 minutes later on a day-to-day basis, they'll just be ticking that this one is always late. It does not research. It does not ask proper questions. Then eventually they evaluate. We are not doing that when comes director. And I don't know if director is supposed to be at least doing what is noble for South African. Resign from Eskom. He has failed dismal. I think our position is that. That is why I've already addressed the issue as to why the issue of just transition is critical for South Africa, that you cannot just all of a sudden say that you are transiting from coal. What is going to happen to Mpumalanga province? It is going to become a ghost province because you find a lot of activities. That's where coal is found, followed by Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. So I think the Richter has not done a sterling job. I think you know the provincial secretary of KwaZulu-Natal in the media briefing today mentioned that it is no longer even this 6 hour, 4 hour, and all those things. In fact, it has gone to 14 hours without electricity. It's a crime against humanity with the country blessed with coal, which is cheaper in nature. Go to other countries. The reason they are stockpiling, it is because it is cheaper and it is viable. We are told, I've already mentioned in other platforms, that the Machela Kokos, the brand molecules are suggesting that let us give them a chance. In fact, Machela Koko went extreme to say that he's willing to go and volunteer his service and prove that the issue of load shedding is a fallacy, doesn't exist. It's a myth, according to other people, it's a perception, but it is the reality on South Africans that you'll buy something with your less penny, you stock, and when the electricity is gone, your food will go like that, and nobody's going to compensate you. Even some of the electricity thing will just trip, and in some instances you'll find that in township where the issue of electricity is not well connected, some of the houses have been burnt, some of the processes have been like that. So we are at that stage. So that's our posture and our take as KwaZulu-Natal political. We think that if we still continue with the current status quo at Eskom, ANC, the ruling party, is going to lose election in some corners because people are losing confidence. And this individual called the Rechter should be punished, not the ANC, not the ruling party, not government.
So President Cyril Ramaphosa goes to the UN in New York, to the US, and then he goes to the UK, and then he suggests via his people that he is flying back to South Africa to deal with the stage 6 incidents that we begin to see in this country. We hit stage 6 at certain points. So there he is. We see him flying back, not for the first time from a foreign country, to deal with and we thought that, you know, he was going to announce something drastic, in particularly around Eskom. Can me and you then agree that he did not, in essence, to what we have seen since then, apart from, and I'll look at that statement, apart from a statement today from Pravin Gordhan that says the Eskom board is to be reconstructed. Can we agree that actually, you know, in essence, around the drama of flying back to deal with stage 6, to deal with Eskom, that nothing actually happened. He did not actually deal with the particular elephant in the room.
President Ramaphosa is a kind of a leader who believes in democracy. He's a kind of a leader who believes in and after consultation. I think that's where he is currently. That is giving the benefit of the doubt to those, because there's been a strategy that has been tabled by Eskom 2 years ago on the issue of turnaround. I think he is there, and unfortunately, the issue of time and space is against him currently, because if you wait a week, it is too way longer for the people on the ground, even on the middle class at this point in time. You'll find that people are even suffering solely because of this energy that has been failed at the level of Eskom. So I think the president is trying, but the issue of applying the principles of democracy at the expense of the people might jeopardize the chances or the ruling party. So I think we are craving his indulgence that now, please, he must be harsh. The issue of consequence management must be applicable right now, because where we think the issue of bolt and nut is at the level of the CEO, who is director, who must be dealt with, and we have not even had a proper response from Eskom. What is the latest? Because we should be told. Like, for instance, there is Medup and Sekusile. Those power, we thought they are going to produce enough electricity for South Africa. The issue of maintenance plan was part of what was tabled to us, even at the level of National Assembly when the Eskom team came. So I think President might be waiting for something like that. He might probably want to be holistic and thorough. When he acts, everyone will say, "Don't know." He is just giving them the type of chance and analogy.
Sure. Let's move to the second conversation that you basically dealt with. And I was watching your provincial secretary today deal with those. And the clip we played is from your provincial secretary in the names that we have mentioned. Those names are out there already. Galeme Motlanthe, the statement also said is correct to say, don't pronounce. Where you have an issue with him, I was listening to him, is people have been pronouncing. So you've also, come out and pronounced. And I think the only province that hasn't pronounced on this particular issue at the moment is the Northwest. How much of a consultative process with other provinces have you engaged? Because it does seem as though you have, you know, when you put your list together, there is two individuals from Gauteng, one from the Eastern Cape, one from Limpopo. You're proposing William Kize from KZN, and I think the Treasurer General position is something that you're willing to lobby around. Have they been extensive, and to what extent, even in those extensive negotiations, have you had to compromise a little bit even before you do your horse trading, as you now will do horse trading, as you get to the December conference? Have you already needed to do horse trading in this particular aspect around these particular names? And I know they come from branches, but even so, as your branches do nominate, have there been, you know, consequence you know, and awareness of what other branches are doing around the kind of names that you are beginning to see?
I'm sure, Denzel, I thought you would start by saying that KwaZulu-Natal, you did something oddly that was not expected out of you as the province. We're not expecting to be patted on the shoulder first, but I thought that you were going to highlight that as well, because the discrepancy that has been taking place in another provinces, and former president Mhlanga should have been emphatic on that point. We agreed that it's better the ANC ideological must follow the old adage or the projection that it is the branches that must start the process. It is how it should be done. That's a historical procedure and the proper process of the ANC, because branches are the one that must lead the leadership. When you go to a conference, 90% of the conference is composed of branches. Then just 10% is the leadership. It's not the other way around. So it should be the bottom-up approach. President Khalima as well also designed, or with his collective, they designed what we regard as guidelines as to who must be the leader. So I think you had as well a provincial secretary, because what transpired in our PC is that our position is not cast in stone. It is not a gospel truth. We are not fixated on that our lineup is like this, then we want to die with that lineup. And we are willing, as the issue of through the eye of a needle, we want to lobby and be lobbied. We want to pursue other leadership. Like, for instance, we've met leadership of Mpumalanga, we've met comrades from Eastern Cape, we've met comrades from Gauteng province, because as we know, it's a provincial conference. And at the end of December 20, we want to ensure that collective leadership that must be elected or that must emerge must take us through 2024 elections. So our mind is fixated mostly on what is the site of struggle, government. We want power, because ANC is the only tool that is going to change people's life. So December is going to come. But December might come and you find that Comrade Duma is elected or Comrade Denzel. So ours is not that. We want to check at this epochal phase who is fit enough to lead the revolution, which is why you will find that we'll identify, because other provinces, they just look inward. They were inward looking, identifying their people, maybe one or two people, that it's enough. Then you say that, no, this is going to be the national conference and we are going to be the leader, we're leading the delegation that is going to be the biggest. But we are not aloof, we are not arrogant, we are not inspired by just arithmetic, but more on ideological. Let us unite the ANC, let us embrace all the motives, let us embrace all the views that will be coming from the ground, so that eventually, in fact, Denzel, if I can just tell you the truth, our PC just pronounced that if it was clean, the ANC process, we're not going to contest each other. It was going to be easy. That's why we don't have a slate. And I'm glad you defended us, because ours comes from branches. This is not a slate. This is not our thinking. If it was going to be the PC, you might have argued differently and said that, okay, KwaZulu-Natal is this time leaning towards certain direction. We're not leading in some other direction. We are willing. You might find that other provinces will say that, okay, we hear you, comrade. Out of these five names, because we have not finalized on the issue of TG, but we are clinical, it should be the woman, comrade, female comrade, and it should be someone who's young, not necessarily someone who's be 45 years, but it might be someone who comes from the ranks of the youth league. So we'll understand matters and who's just going to fit new energy into the ANC leadership, so that the new generation at some point in time should take over. That's our position. That's where we are as the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
Sure. Missing from your list, and I'm not even going to talk about, you know, former President Jacob Zuma or Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, because, you know, that is what the noise has been made of in other spaces. But I'm going to talk about missing from your list is you know, the current president, President Cyril Ramaphosa. And so the question then would arise is that normally the assessment of a person in the position would be within the 5 years that he would have then served his term, and he would end his term in December, basically December 16, elected 2017, you know, December 16, and his term will end 2022, December 16. But in evaluating him, you have not found him as a province, or the branches in per se have not found him to be capable or needing to be renominated for a second term. Now, I get the point that he hasn't made a call on it yet. I get the fact that, you know, other branches have nominated him and he has been quiet on the particular issue. Other regions have nominated him, but he's been quiet on the particular issue. It's something where you said, you know, you will have, I thought you were going to say to KZN, well done, you worked differently, you know, around how you nominated individuals. Clearly on your list, I have to say, also working very differently from a lot of other provinces, is the fact that Cyril Ramaphosa is not there.
Comrade President Ramaphosa, we've got a nice relationship as the province of KwaZulu-Natal. I think you have seen he has been in our province back and forth because we live in a unitary organization. He's the president of the ANC, and this comes from branches. The issue of missing is somewhere, if you revisit that term, somewhere might be very negative. I don't think that's what happened. In the process, the issue of lobby and being lobbied is something that talks about that as where in our material condition in KwaZulu-Natal, you might find that branches think that this is the type of leadership that must lead forward. And we are not even at the level of PGC or at the level of national conference where Comrade will evaluate the current crop of leadership. And we are not willing to do that in the media, but we want to wait and ensure that we deliberate, which is why that it was going to be difficult for us. We have started the process to be going to different provinces. And when they ask, what is your position? We say, no, we'll wait for December. We have a view. We have a position that branches must give us a list that we must just ensure that we lobby using those names and their credentials are there. So I think we are there at this point in time. KwaZulu-Natal, in their branches, in their wisdom, this is what transpired at the level of majority. So we agreed and consolidated this list. The next step is to go and reach almost many provinces, the length and breadth of provinces at the level of national, so that by the time you reach December, it is an approach that is coming from branches but consolidated. Because you will find that other provinces are coming with different lists, but mostly it is dominated by their people. We are not at that level even of thinking, because I've already mentioned that others were suggesting that KZN please give two or three names. Currently, the province like Gauteng, you'll find that in the top six, they might even identify three names. We don't have a problem that as long as there's quality leadership, the quality leadership might be found in the smallest province in terms of numbers, like Northern Cape. Ours is not about quantity in terms of delegates, but it should be the quality, because we want to take a leadership that is going to implement our resolution, leadership that is going to entice an environment of wooing more voters, even because the research is saying that people still love the ANC as the movement, but others are despondent. There is issue of apathy per se, but others are despondent because our government is no longer So we want to create that viability in terms of government, the type of government that listen to them, the type of government that respond on issues, the type of government that punishes something that is not okay when it comes to the employees, and the type of government that is clinical in the approach of ensuring that if there is a disaster, act and act on time in terms of the appropriation of budget. So that's the position and the post of KwaZulu-Natal PC.
Let me stick with the Cyril Ramaphosa for just a second. The type of government you talk about, the one that the ANC wants, because obviously, and I will say this, you know, is, and a lot of government officials will say to me, is that, hey, chief, you know, our ministers, when they go to the provinces, are being pulled by their jackets around service delivery and other issues. So things are beginning to happen. There's distance. And when you're being pulled by your jacket, you know, it has its own connotations as well, is that people are beginning to, you know, they're beginning to really, really raise the questions. So that type of government that you have just said that KZN wants, you have to admit, though, that the perception then that would come to the fore is that you have weighed the current president in his capacity as president of the ANC, and maybe you have weighed him in his capacity as president of the country, and you have found him wanting. Hence, your list does not even reflect.
Yeah, that is your analysis. You are not saying that.
I'm saying the perception, you know, is that, you know, because he's not there, and in light of what you've just said as to how you would like to see, you know, an ANC-looking government perform, and his name would not be there, and he is in the current position, you would have weighed him and found him wanting.
In fact, we are willing to demystify the perception. I think people still love the ANC. I can just safely tell you that you'll go to other provinces, you'll go to by election. People are still voting the ANC, although in some instances there's been some decrease in terms of numbers of the voter turnout. So it is a reflection that you'll find. I've already highlighted that because of some grievances, and as the level at the level of ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, we have decided the route of tapping from branches. From branches we'll have PGC. From PGC we'll be engaging a lot of provinces. That is why I'm saying that the National Conference is something that demands metrics and an analysis and a proper understanding of the chessboard. You might find that come December, there is no contest in the ANC because provinces would have met, and we find that we are agreeing at the level of resolutions and what must be implemented. And at the level of leadership, we find that, okay, provinces are suggesting different things. Then we come up with one slate. I mean, I want to take you there. I'm driving you at that part. That is why that it was KwaZulu-Natal, if we are suggesting that our position is not cast in stone, you might find that these five names that are there, you'll find that the name has been proposed for president comes as a secretary general, or proposed for president comes as a deputy president. So it is not that it is already fixated, and we are willing. Our ears are on the ground. Our ears are wide open in ensuring what will be the best interest of the ANC. What will unite the ANC? And in terms of the strategy and tactics of the ANC, defines the character and epochal phase and who must lead the ANC. And we are not even allowed to character assassinate individuals. Even if it means that you have a fundamental problems with Combat Duma, you are not allowed to say that no, Combat Duma is like this and this, because he is your comrade. You might find the same thing. Go to KwaZulu-Natal, you find that other comrade might have sentiment around the candidates of Combat Duma. Then Combat Duma is the lead of the ANC. Now it should be easy for us after December that you might have our view, and our view is known. We are robust, candid, and engage other provinces, but these are the results. We must be able to will follow the keen interest of what will at the end of the day will come out of the conference and rally behind the vision of the elected leadership.
Sibonisa, I have to, it's been sitting there for a while. Tumelo has just put out a message to me, but it's been sitting there as breaking news. Another and sad, sad story, I suppose, again. Another dam wall has collapsed, confirmed in the Free State, in the same province, in the mining town of Jagersfontein, weeks after a similar incident. So that, of course, would have been breaking news about 10 minutes ago when Tumelo would have sent that to me. Another dam collapsed, confirmed in the Free State mining town of Jagersfontein, weeks after a similar incident. And they're trying to fix the first one, and there's the problems of the second one. Siboniso, I'm going to go to the callers who, of course, have been waiting for the conversation as well. Ndabazite?
Good evening, Denzel and Mthombi.
How are you, bro?
I'm good, man.
Sharp. You can speak directly to Siboniso. He's listening.
Okay. Mthombi.
Baba.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, Baba.
Yeah. No, ngifuna ukubonga Mthombi, ngibonge na iANC yaseKZN for ungamlalela uhalema mhlande ngale yancwadi akade ibhalile, because pronouncement enziwa amanye ama-province before, so akazange asho lutho. Masekuyitheko sekulona selenza ama-pronouncement then usebhala incwadi. So ngiyabonga just ukuthi ningamlalela uhalema mhlande.
Okay. Ntabazita, thank you. Let's go to KG in Pretoria. KG, are you there? KG, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to go to Sefudi. We're going to try to get KG back. Let's go to Sefudi. Sefudi?
Evening, Denzel, and your guest from KZN.
Siboniso is listening. Hmm?
Yeah, you know, revolutionary it has been chipping as a terminology in this country, and what we are experiencing. The problem with ANC leaders, they look at their navels. They don't look around. And what we are experiencing in this country has been a long, long time coming. And the masses, he called himself part of the masses, is not. We are the masses, and we've reached the end of our tether. And then I talked to him, you know, as an elderly person who've seen it all, who've done it. And ANC is not serious about governing this country. Talking of ESCOM, he's talking of the rater. How many boards did we have? We started having load shedding in 2008. They can come with their own teasers, but ANC issues revolve around them, and they seem to think that they are the business in this country, and they can just be returned to power even after being audited, and we realize that they have done zilch. Look at this country. Look broadly. Check this country, Denzel. Do audit and check, is this what we are having?
Do you have a particular question? Do you have a particular question for him, Sefudi?
No, let me finish off. Deserved are the masses, the people of this country, deserve these leaders. Right now, Cyril is limping. He's mired in controversy. Zweli Mkhize is mired in controversy. But they stuffing the same Zweli Mkhize and Ramaphosa, another faction, down our throat. It's a sign of disrespect. Good evening to you. I don't have to ask any questions.
Sure. That's the foodie in Randfontein. Opa in Pretoria. Opa?
Hi, Poti. How are you?
I'm good, Opa. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
Sure.
I think let's appreciate the fact that the KZN is pronounced.
Sure.
It's very critical that when we analyze any pronouncement, we should look at the angle that KZN is pronounced. But I believe that leadership has to be weighed on two things. If we're going to lead the country, we have to lead at two things. The fundamental and the foundation of building politics is ethics and the epistemological nature of doing that. Now, these two things are very critical for defining leadership. And the KZN philosophical approach must look at the ethical nature of driving the agenda of the ANC. We are sitting where we are because we have lost the cardinal point of ethics. And if we are going to lead the nation as the ANC, we cannot consistently field any other person that is not within the ethical basket of leadership. I believe that we should start looking at the introspective nature of saying the basket of leadership, if it's got ethical issues, why would we sit anywhere to be able to do I think that's the first thing I want to raise. The second thing I think, Denzel, that is very critical outside this whole critical approach, it is the fact that you know, when you look at the ethnophonic nature of you go to Switzerland. I mean, I've been there. You go to everywhere. The canton system, Denzel, says you've got in Switzerland. They have looked at that systems of politics for many years.
Mm.
If you look at the first 15 years from 1994 up until to be where we are, the first 15 years, it has always been the Eastern Cape, Mandela, and Tabuki. You go to KZN, they have an opportunity for the past years.
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm ethnic about it, but the ethnophonicness.
Opa, your line is breaking up there. Opa, let me go back to KG. KG?
Denzel, how's it?
I'm good, KG. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm just on ASCOM issues, and there was a guest earlier on. I'm not sure if you're still on the line.
Sure. Siboniso is here.
Yeah, I mean, it's always very easy to criticize the board, the CEO, and everybody else that's actually involved. But, you know, with what actually happened at COSATU, where the national chairperson of the ANC was not allowed to address the workers.
Twice. Mm.
The real deal in this country, Denzel, it's the fact that there are many companies, and I don't want to speak to the ones that I know or the one that I'm involved with, but there are many companies that can actually produce the spare parts that are needed as per the different, levels of ISO, you know, for ESCOM. But they're not being given the opportunity to do so. And with that localization that happened a few years ago under Jacob Zuma administration, it's where you had companies in local areas in Middelburg, Woodbank, that were actually installing air conditioners, that were getting involved in center line spare parts at ESCOM, which really brought us where we are today. And people are not talking about that. I'm not holding any brief for the current CEO, but the current CEO is not going to fix potholes on the road that needed to be removed and be restarted altogether.
KG, I'm going to leave it there. KG, I have to... Sky City in the East Rand, his name alone?
Denzel, how are you?
How do you pronounce the name, Chief?
If you know Michael Jackson's song, I'm Not Alone.
Right, alone. Okay. No, got you, my man. Right.
Yes, look, mine is a very quick one. I wanted to check. I have been following Dumisa Ntuli, one of the great cats of the ANC. I would be very excited that if he was also on the wish list as the SG. I know that the ANC have got capable leaders.
Okay.
But I think one of the great leaders that the KZN can consider is the name of Dumisa Ntuli. I've listened to him in the previous engagement. He has been doing so well. So I think maybe for chair is one of the great leaders that they have. They should not ignore Dumisa Ntuli.
Alone in Sky City, East Rand, Khotso in Blue Hill?
Yeah, Tencel.
Sure, bro.
Evening to you.
Evening, bro.
Yeah, the issues which I want to advance quickly with Tuma.
Sure.
Number one is to check with them. The issue of generational mix, they didn't consider it. I'm aware, yes, they want to balance it and paralyze the CR faction. But what they did, number one, the danger of bringing two candidates from Gauteng while Gauteng doesn't bring numbers. For me, the tactic which is talking about now, it doesn't make a cut. It doesn't cut.
Sure.
I will request for him, instead of giving you two candidates from Gauteng, let them pull, let's say, one in the maybe Nomvula or Paul, because they're the same according to me. Bring your maybe a young person like Yomelis Kikaba, for example, and again, include another province, let's say in Northwest. I don't see your Northwest.
Mm.
I don't see your Adam Bumalang. Let's say in Northwest, you still have Supra. Supra has been also instrumental in the RET faction.
Okay. Khotso, I'm going to leave it there. Andile Dube Soweto, last caller for this round.
Okay. So how are you?
I'm good, Andile. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, sawubona babuduma.
Baba, sawukela umkhulu.
Yeah, niyaphila baba.
Very good, nyamazana.
Sure, bro.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so I mean, I want to comment about something. This thing of tribalizing everything. Yeah, well, it's tiring now. Even if you're listening to the radio and the Abo or Denzel, they don't condone those things. If someone come and say KZN people, I remember at some point Ramaphosa was put in KZN. They said it is tribalism, and then Bavuman about Denzel, okay. And then party Ramaphosa was put in Northwest. They didn't say it's tribalism. So this thing, mina ngumZulu yangiyangicasula. Abayiyeke lento abayenzayo yabo.
Okay, Andile, we hear you, Andile. Andile saying, listen, some of these things are not tribalism. Of course they're not tribalism. You know, people are venting on their issues. Sibuniso Duma, let's you can start where you want to. I want to just ask you too. I have a question or two to ask you. I wanted to just bring on all those listeners as they were bringing. But I have a question or two, so I'm going to ask you to stay with me just a little longer past the news bulletin. But let's deal with the questions as you got them, or you can start wherever you want to.
No, thank you so much. I hope, although by 11 o'clock there is a load shedding, I hope. But it's fun. On the issue, let me start from the issue of ethnicity in the country. I think there were wars. In 1912, ANC tried to defeat the issue of Mkhosa, and Comrade Bixley Aslam designed a nice document. And I hope and pray that ANC is characterized non-racial, non-sexist, and it is amongst the thrust and the principle of the organization. So we want to demystify that Comrade Duma. In fact, you'll find that someone comes from KwaZulu-Natal is not even a Zulu, or is not even a Xhosa, or is not even Nguni. It's a wrong contemporary of defining our people, because it is what we're defining. We are Africans after all. So I think they are correct. At the level of service delivery, in fact, if you could quantify it, Denzel, come to the province of KwaZulu-Natal, you'll find that there are a lot of projects that are even currently taking place. People are no longer even... In fact, the ruling party has been blamed in some instances that we have delivered in this ward. We are waiting for the same project. So a service delivery is there, is that the ruling party is also so media shy. We don't pronounce almost everything for different reasons, and we tend to change from time to time. There was once something that was raised by Obabu Opa on the issue of Cardinal Sin Basket of catership. I think the issue of catership has been spoken years, highlighted the issue of Switzerland. I don't know whether it's correct to compare apples versus mangoes and think we could devise and come with the same methodology. And there was an initiative that Comrade Halima Mhlante came with guidelines. It was unfair on the issue, brutal to the issue of KwaZulu-Natal that don't pronounce. I think the ANC will study the material condition. Probably will find that in national leadership thought that this issue of pronouncing is not even correct. It's unfortunate that others have already done it. So when you do it, you must be thorough and analyze it correct, because you will find that, or you might, there might be a perception that KwaZulu-Natal is being sidelined, or KwaZulu-Natal is being targeted. It's not the case. So we just have to balance some of those issues. The issue of generational mix, something has been highlighted. Comrade, it's already highlighted, because you're talking about one of our own, Comrade Mpembu Mdumisani, still comes from the province, is part of the PC. Comrade Maluski Gaba is a former leader of the Youth League. And if provinces, or if there is a serious sentiment on the ground, we must consider those names. In fact, we've got a lot of former leaders, even their names are already there, that should be considered. That is why we are suggesting that at the level of teachers, just and so on the issue of digital mix, balance some of those equations. So it is critical at this point in time that as the province of KwaZulu-Natal, we want to be seen as the province that want to embrace the spirit of unity ahead of everything. We want to see the ANC united, and we want to demystify this thing that we are a super province because of number automatically we must have more names. And I've already highlighted
that. But you would have more influence, right?
The issue of influence, it must not be characterized by numbers. It's not.
No, sure. No. And that's why I'm not using the numbers, issue. I'm using a particular...
Influence must come from an organic principle of the issue of you being stronger, ideological, producing more on documents, producing more on resolutions. So that's what we must do and bring in. That is why I started earlier on characterizing the issue of just transition, which must embrace economy, which must embrace socio-economic matters, which must devise a strategy of how you're going to maintain this 16 million that is found in a geopolitical world vis-a-vis the new 14 million that is going to come. Are you not going to fail jobs? So when to be strong and balanced when it comes to the issue of us coming with more depth on bringing the solution towards the ANC, then run that numbers. Numbers are being numbers, and you just want to polarize the numbers. I've already highlighted, you might find that a province like Northern Cape, if there is a comrade contribute in the ANC, who might even salvage the ANC, utilize the strength of that comrade rather than saying that KwaZulu-Natal, you are number one, Eastern Cape, you are number two, Limpopo, you are number three in terms of numbers, that automatically you must produce officials. There is not even a single methodology that suggests that we are entitled to have an official. We are going to a national conference with nine provinces. So the position are only six. If you add the DSGs, two DSGs, then you might have seven. So it means the other provinces will not even be covered. So why don't you go beyond? NC has been, in fact, you'll find that Eastern Cape at some point in time had a president and a secretary general. KwaZulu-Natal at some point in time had two officials in the NC. Three. Ikhawuteng in the last conference, they produced almost relatively four. As in the NEC. So that's how, that's not how we devise a strategy of electing leadership. We must not be bogged down on that approach, because it is the approach that might end up saying that, okay, you have more Gunis or Tswanes. We don't want to go there. We don't have that type of thing in the ANC.
My guest here on Power Perspective on Power 98.7 is Siboniso Duma. Of course, he is ANC KZN chairperson. We've been having these on and off conversations from KZN with him, of course, about the progress being made there in KZN. Also, now they have announced, the branches have announced through the PEC, of course, have announced on who their choice for leadership of the ANC should be. Of course, that list is in the public domain. Zweliwe Mkhize is top of that list, with, of course, Gauteng's Paul Mashatile for deputy president. And they have gone through a lot of other provinces and nominated there. Siboniso Duma, I'm going to bring you into the conversation, Brur. I can't allow you to leave without something that I need to just check with you. Former President Jacob Zuma would have released a document. Of course, he has a habitual, you know, system of releasing them in the middle of the night, which he has done with this one again. But he mentions and touches on quite a few things, which you know, obviously is also in the public environment and is being discussed quite a bit as well. And whether he has said something or whether he hasn't said something. Something he has, however, said is this, and I want to ask you what your particular perception of it is. He says, comrades, let's return the ANC to its rightful owners. The upcoming conference provides, and in that instance, I'm assuming then he would be talking to, you know, who would be the rightful owners other than the ANC itself. But, you know, there are particular narratives one could debate, and one could debate them forever along that line. But I'll read it to you. Comrades, let's return the ANC to its rightful owners. The upcoming conference provides an opportunity for the ANC to be returned to its rightful owners. He goes on and says that on the record. So that whole aspect of rightful owners, we could have a conversation for forever. But here's the aspect I want to put to you. Comrades, we must not have short memories. In the past few years, comrades were overwhelmed by a lot of money, not using their political conscience, but guided by greed to nominate and vote for African National Congress presidents. carries on. That theme at least carries on at least four times when he addresses also why Nkosi Zana Dlamini Zuma would have lost. He talks about few comrades raising some issues with regards to her, but he says the others won because those who have a lot of money. Thirdly, he would have also said, comrades, we reiterate the call made in previous ANC national conferences for branches to be given space to do their work without being coerced or manipulated and without the use of money to influence nominations and votes. At least four times, the president, former president, raises the issue of money at conferences. So I put it to you then, in essence, that, there's an irony here in the sense of, yes, one is nominating individuals in provinces and going through the democratic institutionalized processes of how one gets to conference at the end of the year. And you've done that. And like you said, you need to be commended. You went and you did it the proper way instead of how other branches have been doing it, where they, from their speeches, they make pronouncements already. Yours very different. But the issue of money, and he doesn't just say there is a risk of money, there is a perception of money, there is, he talks boldly and straightforwardly about money being used at conferences to either sway the votes. Is that a concern in your specific case here? Because you might have done the right thing. You might have come up with your list, and there they are, six names, and you want to take it. But something else might sway them, and I'm using that as the reference point for the point I'm making.
No, thank you so much, Robert Denzer. In fact, let us also talk about the dam that has just broken.
Sure.
Inflicted. It's painful. Mm. We hope that not more lives are lost in the process, because that's what, unfortunately, these things, it's like they are driven somewhere. I don't think it's just a coincidence. Not so long ago, 3 weeks ago, there was a dam that was also broken, and right now. So I think our intelligence forces must go deeply on the ground. It's the same with just a shooting spree on Tavern. It's something that should be monitored, and our subs must play a role.
Sure.
And this afternoon in Durban, there was one chaperson who has just been shot and killed in front of his home. So it's something that is painful, that must not be part and parcel of what is happening in our communities, because it's barbaric, it's not right. I think I'm glad you wanted just to, we've had the letter purportedly coming from President Jay that Comrade Zuma is a senior comrade, the star of the ANC, and as the province of KwaZulu-Natal, we agreed that we are not going to support him, because as a caring organization, those comrades who have served the ANC well, it must work as well with the leadership, and they must be supported. But there is nowhere in the, because the media is suggesting, as if he suggested a name.
I didn't even raise that aspect.
That is why I think we must caution, because President Zuma as well is a member of the ANC and an official in that ANC, so he's still going to talk and address some of the matters. He might still win some of the issues. He might not win all the matters. So I think it is also critical that we just have to hold it right there. At the level of, on the issue of money in particular, I think the ANC has even developed a document that talk around the issue of tendencies, foreign tendencies affecting the ANC. So it's something that we must, it started somewhere. We were in fact appointed of Polokwane Conference in 2007, where a majority of these tendencies emerge. We thought that it's not just going to evaporate. They have not. So it's still a matter, a cause of concern. But I can just tell you one thing for sure. Money doesn't win all the time. You'll find that at the level of branches, you'll be told that so had no man, he was or she was defeated. In the national conference, it's the same in the provincial conference. So we just caution our people that if you happen to have more resources, please deploy them correctly. The ANC staff currently has not been paid in some of the matters, some of the issue of provident fund in provinces and national. Our staff has not been paid. If you happen to have more access to resources, let us channel that money correctly where it's due, as opposed to be bulk buying our members. because we don't want to produce voting folders, but rather revolutionaries. So I think it's correct that we, as the leadership and the entire membership, we just have to deliberate on this strategy and fight against these tendencies. It is the right thing to do consciously. We must all deal with our conscious that the issue of money is foreign to the ANC, because it means that even antagonistic and monopolies or neoliberal approach might emerge if you allow this thing as opposed to the proper credence and credentials that is known in the ANC and producing proper leadership. We must elect leadership according to strategy and tactics, according to the approach, proper is to the eye of a needle. That's how we elect leadership. We base our formulation on those bases. So that's what you must follow. Never follow money, never follow resources. You must not even be enticed by something that is foreign to the ANC. You just have to follow the practice of the ANC. Written and unwritten norms of the movement is what ought to be followed. Mm. Thank you so much, Baba Tanzo.
Siboniso Duma, thank you so much. That is it. We will see you then 100 days here in Gauteng, bro.
Be blessed, brother. We'll definitely do that.
Sharp, sharp. We'll be in touch. That's Siboniso Duma, ANC KZN chairperson.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.